I'm Alyssa Winters, WRPR News. Two of the most powerful forces in the music industry, Live Nation and Ticketmaster, are attempting to merge to create the world's most dominant force in concerts and ticketing. The merger was announced in early February, and since then, many concertgoers, including Ramapo College senior Brian Wadsworth, worry that if the merger is approved by U.S. regulators, consumers will get a raw deal.
What I see in this merger coming is just higher service charges and a monopoly.
Ticketmaster has generated a lot of negative buzz within the past few months regarding overpriced tickets at the Izod Center in New Jersey, specifically with the Bruce Springsteen tours. Many people complained that they were sent to a different website and were instructed to pay over two times the amount of regular tickets. Production manager and on-air DJ for Clear Channel Radio Tri-State, Maria Lake, was one of the victims of the apparent scam.
You go to the website, Ticketmaster.com, you put in the dates and times that you want, but it just kept coming back as an error message and then leading us to a Tickets Now site, which is to buy the tickets at a higher price.
Live Nation controls more than 140 concert venues in the U.S., and when combined with Ticketmaster, the world's largest ticket-selling network, the possibility of higher ticket prices and service charges may become a reality. However, not all aspects of this merger are negative. Ramapo senior Justin Harris sees an upside to the proposed merger for concert goers.
I think it's a pretty good thing because, you know, it'll be an easy one-stop shop kind of thing for people who are frequently buying tickets all the time.
Ultimately, it will be the U.S. Justice Department that will decide if the Ticketmaster Live Nation merger will be approved. This is Alyssa Winters with WRPR News.